I want to take a moment to say thank you for this review from Marketing Mill Spouse. It says, "This is gold. Patricia is shining a light and making life better for so many moms with ADHD. I love her heart and how actionable her tips are." Well, thank you, Marketing Mill Spouse. That is super sweet. I so appreciate your encouragement. So if you could also, Mama, leave a review and let me know that this is helping. Tell me what's working for you. Tell me what else I can help you with. I love hearing back from you, and knowing that it's making a difference just fuels my little ADHD soul, because, you know, motivation, that's our key, and you are my motivation. Otherwise, I would not spend so much time doing all this, right? So please leave a review when you have a sec. Do it right now because you'll forget. And thank you very much. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. This is your friend, Patricia Sung. Today, we're going to be doing some ADHD Q&A. There's a lot of questions that I get from y'all that I hear quite often, and I realize I should just make these into podcast episodes. I do love talking to y'all in email and DMs, but obviously, there's enough people that have this question. It makes sense that we would talk about it here and help more than just the one person that I'm talking to on the note. The question I want to address today is, how do I get my non-ADHD spouse to understand ADHD? And sometimes this question comes in the form of like asking for recommendations for books or, you know, podcasts or YouTube videos that they could watch. And this one's hard because obviously the person that we chose to spend our life with, we value their opinion a lot and we want them to understand us. So it's hard to feel out of sync with them. So when people ask me, what do I do to get them to understand ADHD? My answer is, you don't. They're never going to understand what it is like inside our brains. Just like we're never going to understand what it's like inside of their brain. Also, it is not their responsibility to go seek out information about who I am. Like, sure, yeah, that'd be really nice. It'd be great if they would. But I can't change them and I can't make them do stuff. And if I do, they probably aren't going to like really be in it and like excited about it, right? Human nature is that like when we tell someone like, you have got to do this, you've got to read this book, you have to watch this video, whatever it is, human nature, we're like, I don't want to do that. Or a more combative, like, you can't make me, right? So we have to let that go. We can't make them change. We can't control other people. It's just not possible. What can we do though? My job in the partnership is to be as informed as possible about my own brain. I need to be an expert on ADHD. I need to be an expert on myself. Because when I am sturdy in who I believe in, and I love how Dr. Becky talks about this. If you don't follow Dr. Becky on Instagram, go follow Dr. Becky. I think her handle is at Dr. Becky at Good Inside, but I'll link it in the show notes. So Dr. Becky talks about like when we lead our family is looking for a sturdy leader. So we have to be strong in who we are and what we believe in for everyone else to have confidence in us. So if we are strong in who we know that we are and how our brain functions, then we are a sturdy leader in the family. And so when our spouse sees us struggling, and we can feel good about the way we explain something and say like, I'm struggling with this because my executive function isn't on point with this. I need help in this way. Or could you please give me a little more patience when I struggle with this? Here's what I'm trying to do to work on it. Here's the strategies I'm using. Here's the effort I'm putting in. Can you be more patient with me? That gives them confidence in like we're doing our part and it's not an excuse, but knowing that like this is a fact. It's not me being lazy. It's a fact that my brain is not going to be able to do this skill on its own. And that's why I'm asking for help. And we can weave into our conversations information about who we are and what works for us. But if we're shoving that information at them all the time, they're going to shut down. So my recommendation to you is to learn as much as you can about who you are and how your brain works. And then that way you can be confident in your conversations with your spouse going forward. Because obviously, like, this is a whole can of worms. I can't tell you exactly how in your specific relationship, how that conversation is going to pan out, because everybody's different and everyone has different backgrounds and relationships and what have you. But when you have that strength and confidence, it will rub off on the other person. Hey mama, have you been over to my website and grabbed any of the free ADHD resources I've got? You can make your mornings more peaceful, overcome time blindness hurdles, learn ways to treat your ADHD beyond the obvious medication option, or grab a copy of all of my favorite ADHD resources on one page. You can snag these all on my website at patriciasung.com/resources, and I'll email you the PDF or the video. Now, don't go putting in your spammy junk email, okay? I'm not gonna send you junk. I email you once, maybe twice a week. For sure, I'll send you a note about this week's podcast topic, and if I'm having a particularly organized week, I might email you again about what's working for my ADHD this week, or venting about whatever executive function disaster happened. Your inbox is where I spill more of the beans, and if you change your mind, you can always unsubscribe, right? Plus, I really love hearing back from you, so write me an email back. Tell me what's going on in your life, or what you want to learn about next. So go grab those free goodies, and I'll see you in your inbox. If you also have a child that has ADHD, your spouse wants to relate well to your child. They want to be a good parent. I truly believe that we are good inside and we want to do well. When we're not doing well, it's because we don't know how. And so when your non-ADHD spouse is struggling to relate to your ADHD child and saying things like, why can't they just listen? Why can't they just do what I said? You hear those like negative comments. It's because your spouse doesn't know what to do in the situation. Their anger, and so often that's our anger too, of like spewing the negative, is because we're frustrated and we don't know what to do about it. Those are the times where your confidence and your knowledge of ADHD can help the situation. Obviously, not in the moment when everybody's grumpy, not the time for a lecture, but when your spouse sees how you're connecting with your child and how you're helping them forward, they're going to want to get on board. And probably not right away. Like, there's this like grumpy stage where your spouse is frustrated and irritated about the changes going on, or things aren't working out. They're not going to be on board at first. Like, that is a definitive grumpy stage there. So you have to keep pushing forward to get through the grumpy stage to the point where your spouse sees, okay, this is working and I want in and I feel like I know how to contribute now and I'm like absorbing what you've been putting out and I'm in. You'll get there. But what happens a lot of the time is that we get into that grumpy stage, and then as a mom, we're like, ooh, I really just want to keep the peace, so I'm not going to keep pushing forward. So I'm not saying push your spouse away, and I'm not saying push your spouse forward. What I'm saying is you keep going forward in your knowledge and your commitment to doing what's right by you and by your child. And eventually your spouse will get on board because they want to do well as a parent. They want to help your child excel. They just need time to see that there's an option out there and that there is a way forward. We've just got to keep on trucking until we get to the other side. Another great resource that I have to shout out is Dr. Ann Louise Lockhart. I'll put her Instagram handle in the show notes as well. It's her name. She's a great resource on dealing with kids who have executive function delays. So she was a huge influence in how we have changed the way that we parent our kids and being far more accepting on where they should be realistically for their age and their situation and the tools and skills that we needed in order to make better choices. When we are struggling as parents, a lot of times it is not about changing our child, but changing what we as adults are doing to help our child do well. So, mama, this is a tough one to swallow, but it is such a stress lifted off ourselves when we stop pushing other people to get something, especially that they're never going to understand. And we stand firm in who we are and then invite with open arms the rest of the family to join in with us. As the leaders of our family, that open hand to say, "You're welcome to join me, come follow me," is a far better posture than us shoving things down people's throats, even though it sure feels better when we're plowing along. Stopping and opening that hand up is a whole lot more difficult. But we can do hard things, Mama. It's not easy, but we can do hard things. I'll talk to you soon, successful Mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood and ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodandadhd.com.